All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Scott McLean, the CEO of Transition Metals. And Scott, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Nice to be back, Steve. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, and so we're talking this time around about SPC nickel, and people might go like, huh? But there's a really important reason why, because obviously SPC nickel is a spin-out of Transition. Maybe take us back and the thought behind the business model that you have in the process of spinning out these companies.
Sure. As you know, Transition focuses on a couple of key flagship projects, but we also have a bundle of other projects, so over 20 projects across Canada. And we look to find partners for these, but often we choose to spin them out. So what we do is we take those assets, we put them into a new private company. We take back 100% of the equity in a tax neutral way. And then we dilute the equity in the subsidiary. And we've done this a couple of times, one with SPC Nickel and the other one with Canadian Gold Miner. And today we're talking a little bit about SPC Nickel.
Yeah, and you're obviously pretty happy about what you've seen so far from this company. They've been doing some pretty good things.
Well, look, I think this is a diamond in the rough. It's something that is really got key properties, one in Sudbury that's turning into a development property, we hope. We're drilling that off, plan to put out a resource later this year, coming back with some very stellar intersections on our drilling on that property. And the other is the Muskox intrusion. Now, the Muskox intrusion has been known for years, but it's one of the world's last significantly large igneous provinces that is mineralized. And we now, with the work that SPC has done recently, has consolidated that whole intrusion, which makes it a very attractive opportunity.
Yeah, and then that's obviously that one. You mentioned West Graham, and you mentioned what you've seen out of West Graham, and that is their flagship in the continuing, and that's getting to a point now, as you mentioned, where you're getting into some resource calculation, and then more down the road. So maybe you can just talk about the more success they have, the more success obviously shareholders and Transition Metals have. Can you sort of talk about that part of it?
Well, that's the key link. You know, Transition has a number of marketable securities out there. In fact, we have the value of our marketable securities alone is more than our market cap we have. And this is just a good example where, we own about 7.5% of the company still. We own 9.3 million shares. We originally had over 15 million shares. We did a large dividend out to the Transition shareholders previously to kind of reduce our holdings there. And so anything that happens at SPC, if they do have that success, should be reflected in our share price. And it gives us some flexibility and opportunity with those shares as they grow. The value of those shares grow in our portfolio. We can monetize them. We can dividend them. We can hold them for the future. So it's a great little bundle of stock to hold.
Absolutely. Scott, thanks very much. Sounds like it's going well, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Yeah, very good, Steve. Thanks very much for your time.
All right, Scott McLean, the CEO of Transition Metals.